Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Tmura. Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mimir Mina Bakar ala Zayn, und Mina Zayn ala Bakar. Bakar is cattle, like an ox, a cow, calf. Zayn are sheep and goats. So our Mishnah tells us, Mimir Mina Bakar al Hatzayn. You can make Tmura, Mina Bakar ala Zayn. Let's say I have Bakar that's Chulin. And I say, okay, I want this Chulin Bakar to become Kodesh from the Tzayin, which is already Kodesh. You can do that as well as the other way around. Min HaTzayin ala Bakar. Min HaKvasim ala Izim. Let's say I have Chulin sheep, and I say I wanted to get Kedusha from my garden, which is a goat, as well as the other way around. Min HaIzim ala Kvasim, or goats for sheep. Min HaSchorim ala Nekevah, Tmura can also be done. Let's say I have a Chulin animal, which is a Nekevah, and I wanted to get to Kedusha from a Zachar or the other way around. Min HaNekevah Salazcharim. Min HaTmimim al Bali Mumin, you can do Tmura. And again, literally the word Tmura means to substitute or to switch. It doesn't really get switched because the Kedusha stays on both animals, but the Tmura process could be done Min HaTmimim al Bali Mumin by substituting unblemished animals for an animal with a Mum or the other way around. Umi Bali Mumin al HaTmimim. I can do Tmura substituting the animal with the mum for the animal that doesn't have a mum. How do we know that an animal with a mum can either make tmura or become tmura? Shenema, because the pasuk says, Lo yachlifen uva lo yomer oisei toiv v'bera oira b'toiv. Let's touch the word slowly. Lo yachlifen uva, he shall not exchange it. V'lo yomer oisei shall not substitute it. Toiv b'ra, whether it's good for bad, oira b'toiv, or bad for good. And the pasuk goes on to say, but if he does, they're both kodesh. Now, what's called a good animal? We don't mean it behaves well. A good animal means it doesn't have a mum. Good meaning it could be offered as a carbon. Bad means it can't be offered as a carbon because it has a mum. And what does the pasuk say? Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomeroi say toiv b'ra ra b'toiv. Don't substitute an unblemished animal for a blemished animal. Good for bad. So you see, an animal which is a baal mum could be used for tmura, but it depends. Like the Mishnah, Eze Toiv V'ra. In other words, as the Batnura explains, which Rav Kodesh could do tmura? Bali Mumin Shekada Magdesh in this Mum. We're talking about, first there was Magdesh the animal, and then it got a Mum. So when it received its Kedusha, it didn't have a Mum. So it received regular Kedusha. At that point, you could have been Makavit as a carbon. Now it got a Mum. So even though now I can't be marked as a carbon because it received a mum, but it's still strong enough to do tmura. But if it wasn't kodem hegdeshin as muma, if I took an animal that had a mum to start with and I said this is hegdish, that can't do tmura, that never got kedusha to start with. Vaidr zok the mishnah, mamirim echad mishnayim, a person can make tmura one for two. One for two, yeah, you can substitute one chulin animal for two hegdish animals, or the other way around, ushnayim biyachad, or two chulin animals for one carbon. As a matter of fact, it's not just one for two or two for one, but even echad b'meya, even one chulin animal for 100 carbon animals, or umeya biyachad, or 100 chulin animals for one carbon. At least the Tanakhama holds that way. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein mamirim ele echad b'echad. No, no, tmura is only one for one. One chulin animal for one hegdish animal. Shenemra, because the pasuk says, v'hayahu utmurase. The pasuk says, after the Torah told us, you're not allowed to do tmura. But if you do it, both are kodesh, v'hayahu utmurase, it and its substitute shall be kodesh. What do we learn from here, says Rabbi Shimon? Mahu, just like the word hu, it, emphasizes miyuchid, one animal. Aftmurasai, the tmura also, is miyuchedes, a single animal. Remember the Batnura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we learned you can do tmura from bakar on tzayin, or tzayin on bakar. Again, what's bakar? Cattle, an ox, a cow, a calf. Tzayin, sheep, goats. So if one of these are chul and the other is hegdish, tmura goes both ways. Tmura can be between Zacharim and Akevais, either way. From Bali Mumin on Tmimim, an animal with a blemish on an animal that doesn't have a blemish, Tam means whole. How do we know that Bechlal Shach do Tmura with an animal that's a Bal Mum? Because let's listen to the Pasuk. What's called toiv? Told you, it doesn't mean an animal that behaves well. It means an animal that's a roi for a carbon. Ra means an animal that has a mum, which is not roi for a carbon. So the Torah says, don't do tmura, but if you do it, it works. However, we're talking about where he was first magdish the animal, and then it got a mum. But if first came the mum, and then he was magdish the animal, that has no kiddush at all. That can't do tmura. According to the Tanakama, the Baturna told us that the Allah is like the Tanakama. Tmura is not just one for one. It could be one for two, two for one, or even one for 100. Or you could substitute 100 for one. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says, we learn from the Pasuk. Vayahu, utmirasa, just like the word hu means one, aftmirasa miyachedes, it's only one for one. Now, what happens if I have a behemoth that's hegdish, and I take a chulin behemoth, I want to substitute it, so the kedusha goes over. What if I take another chulin behemoth and I say, this too, from the same hegdish behemoth? Would Rav Shimon say you could only do tmura once? Or Rav Shimon would also agree, no, if you're doing one chulin behemoth at a time, you can give kedusha to 1,000 chulin behemoths from one single hegdish behemoth. What Rav Shimon is saying is you can't do multiple behemoths at the same time. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, exactly what Rav Shimon means.